Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, what are we doing here? You're playing Creed? Hey! Happy Thursday, everybody. It's middays. Welcoming to the show, you're going to hear the applause again in just a second, Josh Briscoe. How you doing, Josh?
And I'm thinking
six feet ain't
so far down.
No,
what's up, guys?
Yeah, it's not far down. That song should be buried even lower than 6 feet. How you doing?
Well, you see, and maybe you don't understand the intricacies of the lyrics, but 6 feet is traditionally how far people are buried after they've passed away.
Yep.
And so what's really going on there from kind of a poetry perspective is that maybe we're not that far from being buried. We're not that far from death. And that's kind of the thing I've been thinking about with the Chiefs having a losing record in December.
All right. So Josh Briscoe, if you don't know, is it Josh or Joshua? How am I supposed to do that?
Listen, if you're not my mom, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
Joshua
good.
To my mom. The issue is I got to the Chiefs radio network and Josh Klingler had already shown up and taken Josh superiority. So all the official imaging and everything is Joshua. But I'll listen, however.
So I went by John until I was at a station with another John. And I was like, I guess I'll be Jonathan. So I get to be pretentious and weird. All right. So Josh is the host of Only Weird Games.
More and like Jonathan Weird.
Hey! the host of Only Weird Games and also the host of a show called Everything Else on KCSN. You can also hear him after every Chiefs game on our sibling station, The Fan, and the entire Chiefs radio network. Again, thanks much for joining us. I sent you a bunch of topics. I said I didn't have this prep, but I was talking to Quentin about it this morning, and I do want to ask you about, as far as the Chiefs are concerned this year. All right, I'm at the game. I'm leaving Arrowhead on Sunday night. I actually had a great time. It was devastating, and it was sad, but my 9-year-old was with me, and he had a great time. And so what I was able to see the game through the prism of his unspoiled little mind.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing because everyone else was a friend of mine, my friend Webb, had a suite he invited us to. Everyone was in the suite mourning, but my son was out in the stadium seats dancing his little butt off. This was after the Kelce interception. And I had a moment where I thought to myself, I can sit in here and bitch and moan with everyone else. Or I can go outside and dance with my son, sit in our seats and dance along to the music. And so I sat there and you know, created a core memory. And then as I'm leaving Arrowhead, over the speakers, I hear Josh Briscoe coming on, Joshua Briscoe, coming on for the postgame show. And I have to tell you, my immediate thought was that poor guy, that poor SOB, because that is your job, is to sit there for how many hours after a game do you go?
It's 3 hours of pregame over on 96.5, and then about an hour and a half most days. It'll ebb and flow a little bit after the game, depending on how it goes.
That you have to sit there and just bear the brunt of emotional anguish from Chiefs fans. And I don't have a lot to compare it to as just a news talk host that, you know, like I've obviously done shows during horrible national tragedies and shootings and things like that. But I could change the topic if I wanted to. Right. It's not like you can be like, I know the Chiefs lost. But hey, how about we talk about lemons? How about we talk about that? You know, I can change it. I could always change the topic if I needed to. So I just, how are you powering through that with as bad as it's been this season?
It's been so bizarre, and I honestly think you have really given me all the pieces to just put this tower back together. Because on one hand, I'll just take the free promo now, because the idea of my newer show, Everything Else, which is a podcast you can get wherever, right? The idea of that is that's where I talk about the Chiefs until I'm done talking about the Chiefs, and then I can talk about everything else that I want to talk about. But that's on my time, right? That's Mondays and Fridays. I can do that twice a week. In the post game itself, I really do, and this is a hard line to walk, both I think in the ears of the listeners and for myself, but man, I couldn't put it any better than trying to remember to take the time to go dance in the seats with your son and what could be the last time he gets to, and maybe in your case, maybe the first time he gets to see Travis Kelce on a football field.
Yeah.
And in 20 years, and I don't have any inside information. I could see Kelce going either way after this season, but in 20 years, you'll remind him that was the game where Kelce basically, you know, put the season on ice almost, not quite, but it's very close, mm-hmm. with two drops basically back to back and a pick that was off his hands, which he did several times this season. But he's going to remember that's when I got to see the greatest tight end of all time out there in perhaps his last ride. I've done a lot of post-game shows over the years. This is my first year with the Chiefs Radio Network. And so do I feel a little bit robbed by the fact that including the three preseason games, I have done 10 losing post-game shows and six winning ones for the winningest
team. I didn't even think about that.
They
lost all the preseason games.
All of them. And, you know, the results there don't really matter, but it matters just a little bit, right? It feels better whenever your backups can go out there and hold the line or give you something to talk about. And this was a weird preseason even. But no, as this season's gone, I really do. I literally just a little bit ago was organizing some stuff in my office, and I just opened a container where I keep a bunch of beanies that I have. I have a lot of hats of all sorts. And this container here is stacked with not one, not two, three different Chiefs Super Bowl champion beanies with the pom-poms on top. And I both feel the pain of being in for what has been, by any metric, a disappointing Chiefs season. And every week I go, man, surely this is the year they turn it around. And now I'm looking at my January thinking that I maybe didn't need to block off as much time for this season as I thought I was going to. And I also need to make some other life choices as the season ends earlier than I would have expected, if it does in fact go that way. But I also would be such a fool to say, like, oh God, what has this team ever given me?
Right.
This isn't, and frankly, like, I grew up on that trajectory in all likelihood. I didn't see the Chiefs win a playoff game in my lifetime until Alex Smith broke that seal. So I personally do find myself in, like, a decently zen place by the time I wake up the next day, even after a primetime loss like the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah.
But that hour, 2 hours, the drive home, that can be kind of a tough spot, because I also know that no one walking out of the stadium wants to hear me, you know, fake excitement of, well, you know, all they got to do is win their next four guys, and then they're going to have a 20%. It's still the reality of the situation. They're 1-4 in their last five games, and they're also unquestionably, in my mind, had the hottest 5, 6, 7 years in NFL history.
I mean, I said last year, while they were playing last year, that if they win the Super Bowl, if they get the three-peat, they should just take the next year off. I was like, right. they should. I don't know how it's possible. Right. I don't even know if it's legal. Like, but what they should do is just sit Kelce and Mahomes and Chris Jones, give them a year off. They've earned it. They've done something no one else has ever done. And then let them come back fresh in 2026. And I feel like because they didn't win the Super Bowl, they kind of half-assed that. They kind of did both. They're like, well, let's take the season off, but also still play. Right. Go ahead.
They've played so much football over this stretch. Like, that's the thing that I know we talk about it at the time, and we allow this to other teams in their failings, but there are, like, ongoing stats about how hard it is for teams and how often teams who lose the Super Bowl don't make the playoffs the next year. And the Chiefs have just laughed at that every single season because they always make it at least to the AFC Championship game, which was something that, again, I hadn't seen in my lifetime until Patrick Mahomes got there and then lost on his first try against Tom Brady. So I do think there is something to just, like, that absolute fatigue of you've played more football than anybody else. They've played an extra season in these last several years. You talk about the three or four games they're playing every postseason. So, I mean, it does add up on the body, on the mind, all of that. We've seen evidence everywhere else. The Chiefs have been the outlier.
Yeah. And I feel like that in the moment, that view is almost impossible to attain post game when there were some fans around us who were just, it was bad. Like, it was a lot of vitriol, and I was worried that my son would hear it. And I don't have a problem necessarily with cursing, but it was a lot of homophobic stuff and even some racist stuff mixed in. It was bad. And it wasn't every fan. It was just a couple of guys that happened to be in the suite next to us, which was like, you paid that much money to come here and say that kind of vitriol. But in the moment, it's really hard to process that stuff correctly. And I get that. But like, I try to take the bird's eye view on stuff. Like last year, that same kid who was dancing at the suite, my kid, he was under a pile of blankets crying in the third quarter of the Super Bowl.
Right. And So was I.
I actually, by that point, had accepted it, and I just thought it was funny.
Like, I was just like Kendrick, and then I kind of unplugged my brain. That's kind of how it went for me.
I was just like, whatever. Like, maybe it's just not supposed to happen. And he was crying, and I like picked him up. I was like, what's the matter? He's like, why aren't they winning? And I held him and I was like, buddy, they're not supposed to. Like, this is what being a fan of a team is.
That's right.
Most of the time it's losing. Almost all the time it's losing. I mean, I'm from St. Louis. You're lucky that the team is going to be here next year, right? I mean, the Rams won Super Bowls and then left anyway and then won another Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, at least they'll be here. Like, that's what life is. And I don't know if that message got through to him. And then this year, that same kid, instead of crying underneath the blanket, is dancing out in his seat, you know? So there's growth. I guess it's potential is there. All right, so coming up with Josh Briscoe, I didn't mean to spend that whole time talking about the Chiefs, but what the hell?
I can do it, you know. It's a club in my bag. I've used it a lot, but it's still pretty handy.
We are going to talk about a topic that's probably been done to death, but Philip Rivers, 44-year-old man. Do you think he's going to be starting for the Colts, or is it just he's going to be the backup?
Honestly, none of this makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you would have asked me 5 days ago, Daniel Jones, Riley Leonard, Anthony Richardson, a lot of injuries there, what do you think? I think I would have guessed that Matt Ryan might return faster than Philip Rivers would. Like, I don't even think I would have had the right old, barely former Indianapolis Colts quarterback. So it seems like there's a legitimate chance that if he's needed, he can go out there. He and the head coach, Shane Steichen, know each other previously, and it seems like he's kind of itching to go. It will be, if he does get on the field, it will be one of the craziest things that's ever happened on a football field. This retired grandpa who is eligible for Hall of Fame voting will reset his Hall of Fame clock if he takes a snap.
Right, he has to wait 5 more years if he actually plays.
It's unbelievable. And I don't think we ought to be putting him in the Hall of Fame
anyway
at this point.
Not this
not,
early.
Not automatically.
Yeah.
I, I love, look, man, he's one of, like, the quarterbacks of my childhood in a way that, like, he was a villain, but also just, like, a weird gunslinger with a strange throwing motion. Like, I kind of have some love for him now that I've gotten, I've seen the mountaintop since he hurt me, you know?
He's the villain, like, to make a movie analogy, if you've ever seen The Fifth Element, he's like Gary Oldman in The Fifth Element, where he's just so goofy and over the top that it's like, I hated him? Like, he says, "Dad gummit." Like, yes, how do you hate somebody who's that's their favorite curse word? And he literally said it at a press conference today where it's like he's leaning into his character. But Philip Rivers might be starting for the Colts. We don't know. My question is this, and we'll talk about this coming up in a few minutes. What is the best position in sports from the point of view of you make a lot of money, but it's also really easy? Because I think backup quarterback is that to a point. We'll talk about that with Josh Briscoe coming up. In just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is good music. Thank you. It's Midday. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got Josh Briscoe on with us from Only Weird Games and everything else on KCSN. Also does the postgame show and pregame show for the Chiefs on the Chiefs Radio Network. So, Josh, I threw this out there. We're talking about Philip Rivers possibly coming back at 44 years old. I think being a backup quarterback has got to be, if you're just the clip holder, a clipboard holder, if you're just that guy, that's got to be the best job. But then as soon as you have to play, it's the worst.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's not like, I've never once seen a backup quarterback come into the game and people go, well, he's just the backup. Like, it's you. There's not a lot of grace. There's some grace given to you. If you're like the third string guy, if like Chris Holodkin has to come in for the Chiefs, I think people are like, yeah, well, come on. But if Minshew has to come in and blows the game, people aren't going to give him a lot of grace. But right now, being Gardner Minshew, probably for a lot of reasons, rules. What is the best from a lucrative slash easy standpoint? What do you think is the best position in sports?
I think I've got two answers from sports that do not involve ever being hit by a man who weighs over 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I do think the backup quarterback, they end up with a lot of work during the week, a lot of game plan stuff.
That's true. They got to do the scout team stuff. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah. Like there's classroom work there. Still a good gig. Gardner mm-hmm. Minshew living a good life. But if you tell me that I can be the eighth man on an NBA roster where I'm getting in late in a blowout, I'm mostly wearing warm-ups and making millions of dollars, I go out there and I warm up with my bros. I get in the layup line and then I go sit down there, drink Gatorade and maybe step in a few times here and there. That's probably my number one pick. I think there's probably some similar stuff in baseball, but basketball, the wear and tear of basketball is absolutely legitimate. If you're playing, if you're playing the majority of minutes as a starter every night, if I'm going out there, I'm going through warmups and I'm sitting down, I'm good, man. I could do that. I mean, I couldn't, obviously, but if I could, I would.
It is watching the NBA. It's amazing. I'm actually watching football. The difference is the weight of the guys.
Yeah.
Because those in the NBA, you see guys tumble from 5 feet and land on their neck on a hardwood court and then get up and then play the rest of the game. That's insane. But it's funny. Quentin and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and that's we also said initially it was like six man. No, that's not deep enough. You need to go deep into the bench. You need to be a guy who you only see in the fourth quarter, whether you're winning or losing. That guy is getting paid pretty well. I mean, NBA contracts are certainly lucrative, but also nothing's expected of you, because if you're coming into the game, chances are you're either losing or winning by a lot, one way or the other, or it's the end of the game, right?
Do you know who Josh Green is? Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
No.
Me either.
Okay.
He's a guard for the Charlotte Hornets. He's making a little less money than Chet Holmgren, a little more money than Victor Wembanyama. Josh Green, guard for the Charlotte Hornets, is making $13.6 million this year.
Holy God.
And he's averaging 7.5 points per game.
And it also has the added benefit of he's rich and nobody knows who he is. Like, if he goes out in public, he's not getting harassed.
It's absolutely.
Not like, yeah, way to screw up the end of the game with the free throw. Nobody's yelling at him about free throws or anything. Well, actually, if you're on the Charlotte Hornets, chances are people aren't yelling at you or knowing who you are or paying attention to you.
So you're just a multimillionaire living in Charlotte. Like, that money's going to spin.
That's true.
That's a good life.
Going a long way.
There are a lot of guys. I do know, and most people within the sound of our voice right now probably will know, Kelly Oubre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about a Phoenix Suns fan, so I have love from him during his time in Phoenix, and of course, he played college at KU. He is right here in the $8 million salary range with other guys I've heard of. Also, weirdly, Quentin Grimes, just still in the league, $8.7 million, getting it done for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
This is the life I want to lead, because again, I think if you can play basketball at this high of a level, but you're not relied on by your team, it seems like the fun, easy way of going about it. You're going to get posted up at some point in practice. You're never going to be hit by Chris Jones. I mean, this is a better way of life, I think.
I mean, it's also, it makes you think of, I was in Boston for a while, and obviously the Celtics are huge, and Scalabrino is he's basically looks like a giant leprechaun, and he's the announcer for the Celtics home games and stuff. And he said one time, because he used to play for the Celtics, he said, I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me.
Yes.
And that's true, especially for the NBA players. Because if you're, it's, you know, if you're over 6 foot seven, that's, you're in rare air in a lot of ways. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll agree with you. I think it's got to be the NBA just from the money perspective, but also from the hazard. You're not going out there expected to do much if you're that deep into the bench. Yeah.
And you're playing half as many games as a baseball player. So even if you're, you know, I think you could probably throw out like maybe a long reliever where you go out there every few days, you throw some pitches, but you got to play and you got to be good. Cause if you're a long reliever and you have a bad season, your career is very much on watch. If I can just be like a hot bat who you can throw in the outfield every once in a while, that's good too. But you got to be there for 162 games of Major League Baseball. It's just a lot of time. And in the travel schedule, you spend a few more days in each city. I feel like NBA players, from what I've heard secondhand, it seems like they generally have a pretty fun day to day.
Yeah, they tend to. Well, sometimes that comes back with, child custody. That's not the correct.
I'm looking at a picture of Zion Williamson right
there you
now.
Go. Thank
so
you.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm gonna trust my judgment. Athleticism in my judgment.
Yeah. Well, let's just go sport by sport. We said backup quarterback for the NFL. I think that's actually somebody on the text line had a better point. Long snapper.
Oh, you can't even hit him.
They
anymore.
Can't touch him. You put your hand on one, you get a flag for leverage.
Now, this is a great, you had no idea the expertise you were getting here, but I did long snap one season in high school. I mean, it's a heart-pounding experience. You cannot soar that thing, because you can still screw up the operation.
Okay.
I was going to go punter before you said long snapper, but you have to, that's also probably the holder on a kick, so it's similar there. The other perk for a long snapper, like you said, you can't get hit anymore. You can't get leverage. You're not going to get your neck telescoped, but you do get a chance to run down the field and either hit somebody or maybe make a play at the football, and that's fun. So I do think that helps.
There was a study years ago that said if you want your kid to play professional sports, the best position to guide them towards is long snapper, because it's something that, it's a skill that a lot of people can manage, and it was basically like the requirements were, are they a little bit above average as size, and do they have a large head?
Right.
So no offense, but yeah, that's...
I have one of those too, unfortunately. Yeah.
But I heard that, it's like, I've got a giant head. I should direct my kids, but they got my wife's head.
James Winchester, here I come.
Yeah, you're gunning for him. Yeah. All right, what would it be for the MLB? For you said long reliever... Like, how about just of the nine? Who has the easiest job of the nine people on the field?
Does the ball boy count?
No.
That's not the salary you're looking for. I think
it's a salary I'm getting right now.
Exactly. I think I'm going to go right field. I think you have a chance to maybe hit some dingers. Maybe you can be on the chunkier side. You're not going to have to get worried about being brained by a ball on the infield.
I think if you go whichever position in the outfield Tony Gwynn was able to play... Right. That's probably it.
I disagree.
Now you only have to be the greatest hitter of all time, and you can make that work.
I think it's first base.
You think first base?
I think it's first base because there was a guy who had a nickname of Country Breakfast, and he was one of the most beloved first basemen in Royals history. And it doesn't matter what you look like, and you can play first base. Now, look, I love Vinny Pasquantino; he's my favorite player, but. He's the outstanding on the athletic point of being a first baseman. You could have zero athletic skill and play first base as long as you can hit. In fact, you can have so little skill in the infield if that you're old and crusty and you can still hit and you used to play third base, they'll just move your fat butt to first base and you can stay in the show.
I'm trying to think. I think based on BMI alone, I've never thought about this before, but I think the MLB has the fattest players.
I mean,
like, because
Prince Fielder, well, Miguel Cabrera.
If you're
you've
big,
also got the trenches, though. I mean,
well, I mean, like, based on because you can't be a short, fat guy in the NFL. Like, you get blown up, right? I hear him furiously typing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but you could be CC Sabathia, right? He's over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
He's also big, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's a big guy. Yeah, that's not a great example. Tony
Mets
Gwynn
pitcher.
Was a good example. Kirby Puckett, for God's sake, right? I mean, that is a fat guy name, is Kirby Puckett.
Oh, that's a perfect call. I just was checking to see. I don't know where he's at right now, but the listed height weight here for Derek Nottie is 6'1", 317. They're all just, they are big, incredibly strong men. So if you want to just get away with having a suboptimal physique, I think baseball is almost the only option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bartolo Colon.
Legend. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer. That just might be it.
That's a good one. Yeah. NHL real quick.
Backup goalie. This is my sec. If you can skate and you're the backup goalie, I think there's a life there.
Yeah, that's one where you could also be chunky as well, I guess, and it would benefit you, but you have to be a little agile.
Right, I can't skate in the best of times, so this one's purely fictional, unlike the other ones, which were very close to reality, you know, like me being an NFL player.
Quentin, you had another one?
I think that similar to backup catcher, or a backup goalie is pretty good, because nobody can hit you. Right, you're still protected while you're in the box.
Yeah,
and if you're coming in, it's usually you're winning by a lot. You're getting blown out, or there was an injury, and nobody expects you to do anything because there's a reason you're a backup. But also, you could luck into being good. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I honestly have said that. I've watching goalies over the years. Half the time, it seems like they didn't even know where the puck was coming. Like, they just, like, I think you could do almost as good of a job just closing your eyes, screaming, and waving your hands. I mean, there's obviously some, probably.
We don't have a professional hockey team here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I can insult them all I want. I miss the Blues. All right, coming up, very interesting story out of Northwestern. Northwestern did a study that found that customers who hate the video games that they play and give them bad ratings actually play those games longer. It's a broader topic about our society in general. Why do we keep coming back to the things we hate? As I await text line, people saying, why do I keep listening to this show? Exactly. Exactly. We'll talk about that next with Joshua Briscoe here on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's midday. Me and Quentin hanging out. The buddy Josh Briscoe from Only Weird Games and everything else on KCSN, as well as pre and post game shows on the Chiefs Radio Network. How you doing, Josh?
I'm excellent. This has been a fun time hanging out. Now I'm excited to talk about the bizarre gymnastics we go through when it comes to
hating things.
Sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. That's exactly where I was going with this. So the sunk cost fallacy. So Northwestern researchers looked at a big mobile gaming platform and found a twisted little pattern. Some players were giving the game a brutal rating and then would play it more and spend more money on it. In the week after slamming the game, the group logged over 10 hours of play and dropped more than $20 on it. They call this, this is the nerdiest term I can think for it, NPS inversion, where your net promoter score says this game stinks, but your behavior says, here's my wallet, have a fun weekend. So basically what they've discovered is, and I've seen this in so many other cases and experienced it probably as well, is when people gave a game a bad review and said that it sucked, they were more likely to come back to it. And even with a mobile game, which are just wallet suckers, they were more willing to spend money to make the game a better experience for them, even though they admitted that it sucked. So, Josh, I know you're a big fan of video games. What do you think about this?
I think it's fascinating. As you said, I do love video games. I have frequently, I have complicated relationships with them. It also just dawned on me as you were going through the intro that I also, one of my favorite classes I took in college, you said, this is the nerdiest thing I could think of. I went, ooh, great. I get to say that in college, I took a class called Games as Learning Systems. And I learned a ton about both games and like the very concept of learning. I think it's fascinating. And I do think I have made it by and large through the most dangerous era of my life regarding mobile game predatory behaviors. Yeah. Like most of those games don't do a ton for me. I acknowledge there's a game, I think it's called Ultimate Football GM3. And you can unlock everything for like $3 or whatever. Maybe it was $6. I don't know. But it's like, it's a little like a fake football roster management kind of game that you can play on mobile. And I've played it for hours and hours and hours. And I don't think it's a great game, but it scratches an itch for me that I like being able to do while we're watching, you know, the Great British Baking Show on TV or whatever. I'm managing a fake football roster on my phone because I don't do enough of that in my day-to-day life. But I do feel like I've gotten a decent grip on occasionally I'll spend money on a game and then be disappointed by it, but it often ends up in the graveyard after that. I don't have a huge like hate play relationship. Maybe because I don't feel like I have time for that anymore. I did in college.
I don't do this with pretty much anything that I can think of offhand where I hated it and then was like, but I'm gonna keep, like, there's the classic, of course, in radio, the Howard Stern movie, Private Parts, where they're doing the ratings, and it's like, well, people who loved him listened to him for an hour. Well, what about the people who hated him? Well, they listened to him for an hour and a half.
Right.
It's because I want to come back to see if it's changed. I want to come back to see if it's gotten better. I want to come back because they're engaging me in a way that I don't really like, but I need to prove to myself that I can handle it. And I think we were talking earlier about Australia's banning social media for anybody under the age of 16. And that's what the algorithm is based on. It's based on engaging you with things that you hate. If you're a Chiefs fan, guess what you're going to see? A bunch of, if you go on Facebook, a bunch of garbage telling you that Patrick Mahomes is leaving the team. Chris Jones is fed up. Literally, we were doing this earlier. It told us Tony Gonzalez died.
Wow.
I was taken aback for a second. It's like, hopefully that's not true. I assume here at our news station that covers Kansas City, we would have heard about that before I saw it on Facebook. Obviously, it was not true. For video games, the only one I can think of is Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, talk to me.
Where at launch, I got it. I played it. Me and my son were really into it. And it was just so incredibly frustrating, but we just stuck with it because inherently, deep down, we're like, this is really cool. Like, it's a really cool game, but it was just so glitchy and awful. I think that's different than just the game is inherently bad, right? Right?
100%.
Yeah.
And Cyberpunk apparently got good over time.
It did. It's great now.
It got more time in the oven. I've played a little bit of it more recently. And apparently the Phantom Liberty DLC is great. I haven't played that at all. But I was not that invested when it came out. But one of my dear friends and radio producers, shout out Beards McFly, he was so excited about this game the entire time it was announced and delayed and announced and delayed. And so when it came out, he did a similar thing and just powered through. But I think you're absolutely right. There's something different in, like, I really want to love this game. I am a 30-year-old who loves and continues to play Pokemon. Pokemon is not always the easiest thing to love, but I know that if I get through the first 2 hours of a tutorial that assumes I'm a 9-year-old that's never played Pokemon before, there might be something for me on the other side. And then oftentimes there is. But I think your, like, social media point, which, by the way, I just haven't seen anyone on Earth say that's a bad idea for Australia. They really ought to let their kids have social media earlier than that. But also, Josh, no one wants to follow that lead, I guess, here.
It's such a good idea. No, there's Democrats and Republicans are working on their own legislation for the United States.
It'll definitely never happen.
Yeah, well, but the fact of the matter that it's bipartisan. When was the last time you saw any kind of bipartisan measures, like people coming together and be like, you know what, Democrats and Republicans agree on this? The last time I saw that was like Ted Cruz working with the senator from Massachusetts on trying to make sure the Ticketmaster can't rip us off as much as they are.
Like, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, I can't wait to check back in on that after Zuck and Musk had their chances to go ahead and liquidate some funds. Yeah. We're gonna get some campaigns paid for to make sure that kids can have social media.
Yeah, it's bad. It's addictive is the the issue that I have with it. And the argument I was making earlier was like, you know, because somebody texted in and said, why don't you just parent better? Like, why don't you just, like, why should I have to have such an uphill fight as a parent with my kids with one more addictive substance? If this was fentanyl or heroin, you wouldn't be like, nah, that shouldn't be illegal. You just need to watch your kids better. You just need to check them for track marks all the time. Come on.
Right. You know? Also, I'm not a parent. Why don't I parent myself better? I am so completely aware of the toxicity of the current internet relationship that I have. And I still, as we speak right now, have not one, but two computer screens on Twitter facing me right now. I don't want this. This isn't good for me. My screen time on Instagram has gotten worse this month, and it's always by accident. I've never once opened Threads on purpose, but I'm always there because I open Instagram, and 5 minutes later I click a thing, it takes me to Threads, and I'm just confused, or to your point, I'm angry, I can't let go. I just a couple days ago texted a couple Chiefs media friends who I'm close to. I said, guys, if you catch me just like having a full-on Twitter argument at any point this offseason, I need one of you to come over and spray me with a water bottle like a misbehaving dog, because I don't need to be doing this. It's not good for me. It's not good for that person. If I really needed to defend my honor, I'll do it in kind. But for the most part, I'm out here talking about Tyquan Thornton. I want to see him play. You want to see him play? Being on Twitter isn't helping.
You know, but you know what's actually good for it is I did this. I had a decent Twitter following back in the day, and then I killed it. I got rid of Twitter, and then for various reasons was told to sign back up for Twitter. And I get it like a little bit, but nobody pays attention to me. It's awesome.
Yeah.
For you, it's a problem because, you know, you're known. Like, you're actually on there and people respect your opinion. It's great for me because nobody gives a crap what I have to say. So it's actually easier to stay off of the damn thing. That's what everybody, the benefit of obscurity is just fantastic. It's just the best.
And the internet has done the exact opposite. And I am a product of this, so I don't say this looking down my nose at all. But the internet has made it to where no one wants to be obscure, or at least it's offering you, hey, you don't need to climb the ladder at a radio station to become known in your community. You need to have a few tweets go viral, a couple of takes that pop off here or there. Maybe you steal a meme from somewhere and post it on your own thing. And all of a sudden, you've got thousands of eyes reading your thoughts. shots, and you get a few years into that process and you realize, oh, that is actually Black Mirror levels of horrifying.
Yeah.
Where I'm not saying anything insanely controversial in my group chats, but my group chats are getting my first thoughts. Social media is getting, like, through a filter, through a thought. Do I even want to have this debate with anybody today?
Yeah.
So we should have a social media ban for everybody under 90.
Dove Kleinman is the downfall of civilization. We all know that.
Yes.
Josh,
yes.
We're only going to have like 10 seconds when we come back. So I'm going to let you go now. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's always great talking with you. And, I was talking to Quentin about this earlier. I think it's going to be hilarious when the Chiefs make the playoffs. That's
the door's open.
I'm just saying, because we act like it's never going to happen. I think it's just going to be the funniest thing in the world when the Chiefs actually do make the playoffs. Because if they go 10-7, the chances are still really good that they will. So I'll be listening to you on the post game while you still deal with angry fans, even if we do win.
I am going to have the towel for my tears, to throw it in the towel, whatever it takes. No, I am here to believe. I am here for you before and after the game. I'm here at halftime, dang it. And I will not be giving up on this team until the math tells me otherwise.
All right, Joshua Briscoe. Again, you can hear him pre- and post-game on the Chiefs Radio Network as well as on KCSN, Only Weird Games, and everything else. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks, fellas.
It's middays. We're out of here. Thanks to Josh Briscoe for coming in. Hey, don't forget, donate to Coats for Kids. $25 for one coat. Just go to KMBZ.com, search for Operation Warm there. Tomorrow, we're going to have Kate Hogan in the studio for the list of best Christmas villains. It's going to be great. See you then. Dan Parks is up next. Love you. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.